Have you ever gotten dog? Have you ever had a dog come after you?
Sure, I've had my dog. Tell you what, I had a dog once. I was going along the road, and some folks lived right side of the road. They had a biting dog there. And that dog run out, and he come at me, and I went to run. I didn't have nothing to fight with. I went to run, I fell down. And that dog had him, and he straddled me. That's what he done. He run. Here's what he done. He switched his mouth over my arm, just that baby. And I got that dog loose. You see, I run my finger and thumb in that dog's mouth and just clenched his tongue so hard against his, you know, down so hard. And that's where he got him. Just folks, you see, having to see it some more, they come out and holler at him, come back here.
But he
got, I fell down. And then he overtook me when I fell down.
And you got, he bit?
He bit me.
You got?
I seen a man walk along, me and a man was walking along the road, my brother-in-law, he ran across the hill. And he said he'd never pay a dog no attention for him. But I did, the dog going around the mouth, watch him, what he got to do. He was walking along, the man had that dog run up on him. Tore a big hole in his pants.
That's true. That's all he did, isn't
it? That's what I seen that. That happened clean and north. Me and that man was going along by no man's house, but name of all. And he had a bad biting dog then. And that dog seen us come, God bless, he come out then. Well, I just kept watching the dog. That wasn't on the dog. But he wasn't, he was on the dog. And that dog, boom, God bless your soul, just tore a hole in it.
He got dog?
Got dog bit.
Dog bit? did you have to go to the doctor after you got?
I mean, he didn't get bit bad enough for that. Biggest thing that dog done then was tore a big hole in his pants.
Yeah. Now, maybe when you were walking along a gravel road, your dog came after you and you did what?
I'd get a gravel boy.
You'd pick up
a rock
and
chunk it.
Okay.
Or a stick. I can get over a stick or anything.
Yeah. If a dog, he might be coming straight. You said he wasn't going away from you, he was coming straight.
Straight to you?
Towards
you.
Straight towards you.
Straight after you?
Yeah.
You hear me?
Boy, that's a scary feeling.
Yeah, it is. Coming straight after you, Joe Sand said, if you don't stop him somewhere or another, somebody don't stop him.
Yeah.
It gets you cold. As I said a while ago, dogs that remind the owner, you've seen him going running that time. He said, come back here! You stop him.
Yeah.
Then you had to stop yourself, best way you could out running.
Yeah. Now, talking about a horse, if you couldn't stay on, you say, I fell.
Well, I just said, well, my horse told me. That's what he told me about my horse. He told me.
Yeah, or I fell.
Yeah.
I did what? I fell?
Well, you say I fell, but I just said, my horse told me. That's all I know. All everybody did know.
Yeah, but when you were young, have you ever fell?
Fell from a horse?
Huh?
Fell from a horse?
Yeah.
Sure I am.
Fell off?
That's right.
You say you fell what? Fell off?
Fell off the horse, that's right.
Oh.
But because he threw me off, I didn't just ride on for him. I fell off before he got to cutting up or something like that.
Now, say a little child went to sleep and in bed, and he woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning, what would he say? He'd say, I must have...
Well, I fell out of bed.
Fell out of bed.
Right.